Good morning and happy Sunday. It's one of those weekends that is just positioned at the tip of the week and at the tip of the month, not the week. So that's, you know, that makes one that dangerous intersection where your salary meets the weekend. And if you are a party animal, you are most likely going to, seeing that it's Sunday, I think it's safe to say that if you made that mistake, then chances are very high you are looking into, you know, you're double checking your account right now and going, I did pay the landlord, didn't I? And I did have save enough for transport to and from work, did I? Because if you didn't do any of those, let's see. Well, on the bright side, it's summer. You can come from under the bridge. Now, pulling off a swag while waking up from under the bridge is, it's a form of art in itself because it takes time to master. Now, if you are a veteran, sure, go bananas. But, if you are not a veteran, that's not gonna go well. That is not going to go well. That's not going to go on. And this is when we start, I see the hypocrisy now in human beings. So, because for the most part, we like to give, you know how we all call on air, you know, pretty much every radio station and all over social media, we're complaining about how our leaders, especially those ones in public office, how we criticize the financial decisions they make. Not with their own money. What they do with their own money in Japan and in China, that's not on us. But, with public funds. I think, that makes it, George Carlin, one of the smartest comedians to ever walk this planet, because he observed that, the thing is, more often when we look at politicians and see all, it's more like the worst of the worst of the human race when it comes to selfishness and, everything is, revolves around them. Now, George Carlin observed that and made a very interesting observation that, one question, where do you think all these politicians come from? You think they are just born in parliament? No! They are from specific societies, specific backgrounds. They were raised up. They went to school. The society around them, partially, or let's just say for the most part, contributed to who they are. So, every time that someone in public office makes a giant mistake, financial, political, or diplomatic, like we are seeing what's going on in South Africa, where one of the heads of the security cluster hops on a plane and goes to Iran and goes be try to make assurances. And it's one of those things that's kind of, it's a little bit of a hot topic in South Africa right now. But anyway, every time that someone makes a mistake like that, we start asking our questions like, how do these people think? Okay. How do all people think? When a politician makes a terrible financial decision, we criticize them on social media, on newspapers. We go nuts. And then you look at our finances. Then you see that, well, George Carlin was right. You know, all those mistakes that our politicians are making especially the financial decisions, those ones that are being made, that we criticize all the time. We are making those. Let me put it this way. One of my favorite, one part I'm never going to understand about African leaders is how most of them steal money and then take it to overseas banks. And then they come back and speak a lot of verbosity English. And then they'll be like, we are going to borrow money for this infrastructure. And then they go to those very same banks and borrow the very same money they stole and banked. Now, I'm no analyst. I'm just a comedian here. I'm looking at this and going like, why does this look familiar? Why does this look familiar? Look at it this way. An average Namibian who goes rah, rah, rah during the weekend, then, get their money at the end of the month. What they do is, they will go and chop that money every weekend. They go chop all the money And then, well, guess what? That business takes that money to the bank. And then homeboy, he's super broke. Now what do you think he's gonna do? He goes to the bank to get a loan. That's the same money you were drinking, you moron. Now at this point, you're beginning to see that we are not very different from our politicians. In other words, George Carlin was right. Our politicians are an extension of who we are. It's just that for the most part, they are always on a spotlight. So if you want to understand human beings, look at their politician. Not all of them. Some of them, because some of them are just being creative at stealing money. At this point, even the devil is going, yeah, I could not have thought of that. But, now, like, that's the creativity they are, they're throwing in there. Now, moving on. The song you just listened to is one that's coming out of the Maasai traditional type of motivating type of song, which is why I started with it. What does it mean? I have no idea. And, well, can you translate it? No, you can find it on YouTube. Thank you very much. Now, with that out of the way, let's come back to how most of us think we are different from our politicians. But in actual reality, the only difference between our, okay, there are not a lot of differences between us and our politicians, not a lot. Apart from the fact that, how do I put this in? Let me not use the word politicians. Let me just use the word public figures. There's not much of a big difference between a society's ordinary citizens and its public figures. Minus the fact that some of them have, wives that call themselves sisters. We're not going to mention any names, but we know that when bails were given, there were some kisses blown all over the court. Now, because I don't have bodyguards and I'm just, there's a security at the gate. I can just go on and on and on. You know, the safety is guaranteed. Plus, also the wall is short enough for me to climb. So, I mean, I have a couple of things going for me. So, 20 minutes past the hour of 11. Let's just dive in. Let's get into today's discussion, which the introduction I've already laid. No matter where you're chilling, remember the road that will lead you to the landlord. Now, that will be a tongue twister for a lot of my, people in Ohangwena. Remember the road that will lead you to the landlord. Say that three times faster. Remember the Lord that will lead you to the landlord. Ah, okay. Throw kavangos in that bucket. Remember the road that will lead you to the landlord. Remember the road that will lead you to the landlord. That's gotta be a nightmare in the northern regions. Yo, I. 21 minutes past the hour of 11. And this is Mind the Gap with Helmut. In case you missed it, it's just a comedy show. Take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack. My wish is, the more people that don't like jokes, the more of you guys die, the more we have a planet that is going to, where comedy is going to thrive. So if you can just, if you're one of those people that listen to comedy and get angry, please get more angry until your heart explode. We're just going to show up at your, show up at your funeral. I'll be like, what was the cause of death again? Well, he was listening to your show and then you said something he found offensive. You hurt his feelings and then, well, he had a heart attack. Well, in that case, then that's self-inflicted. So which direction? Point me in the direction where I can find Kapana and that'd be nice. Now, with that foundation, let's take one of my favorite Sunday breaks. And that is with, Jamil, Story of My Life.
Elohim.
Yeah.
Yahweh. Satan must have gone. As a righteous warrior, he will always be a rival. Yo, Zebi. Could have survived the road when I walk on. Close friend try poison me dog and revamp coulda be some of my last songs. Them I say to themselves in my last long. Take a shot in the hills like Tarzan and bring me problems to Jah. Yeah man, I them will sold them I go fall upon consequences of your action. Yeah. Story of my life. Oh mama, wasn't trying to make it right. Still they trying to break me. Keep the peace, something ridiculous. Put my faith in a job, ain't giving it up. Voting my mother down, see me living it up. Know my life would have changed, but got the beginning rough. Don't need God, house to give it up. If my dogs don't never true to me, I priest my God. But you what time and positivity, not visit enough. Spiritually, me, I worry some invisible stuff. Yeah, something my crazy, but my know, woman know. Cause we getting.
Patwa is a language that was formed by people having a good time. Spiritual mean I worry about invisible stuff. I had to Google that. I did not understand a thing when I first listened to that, but, you know, but I think I, you know, I think I have to dial down on how I listen to these songs with, partly I blame, I blame people like Senzo, Lucky Dube, Tate Bwana, Chicken Waka. I blame, you know, these guys. Look, if you hang around these guys long enough, first of all, you're gonna start thinking you're Jamaican. And, two, you're gonna look at your head and go like, can I really handle dreads? And then I had to be honest with myself. I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely not. Now, what would be the alternative to dreads? So I looked at a couple of, that's when I started asking myself a very important question. Why is there Brazilian hair, Korean hair, all these types of hair, but there's no Jamaican hair? Like, one like a little bit type of dreads, but in the form of a wig. Someone will say 10K, Gera right here. 10K, I'll just use a mop of Gera. See your life. 25 minutes past the hour of 11, and this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And just a reminder, it's a comedy show. It's a comedy show.
Friend can make the same as a fool. Should I call a friend because we're in a group? The moon will come around to bring you below. Should I know any story of my life? Oh, mama, I wasn't trying to make it right. Still they trying to break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the time. Jah oh, Jah oh, yeah. Should I never expect good from the evil? Surround myself with the wrong people. Yeah, then we kill it for no reason. All my doing food, my fruits in my due season. Could I rise them at 90 and give them 87, watch them blood run like diesel. Them time them my mind feeble. Me trust every to Jah and see them I get a beaten. Yeah. Story of my life. Oh mama, I was on a journey to make it right. Still they trying to break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the times. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Future's forever. Legend.
I know Jah won't fail me, no matter the time. I know Jah won't fail me, no matter the time. So that's, thanks to Google, I can read that. You know, I don't have to sing those lyrics that those of us that were born before, before the multi-featured internet we have today. Because when we were in high school, the internet was not this advanced when it comes to finding lyrics of a song. So you had to cook everything up. The beautiful part is most people around you did not understand a word of English. So you can just go ahead and sing your way, insult everyone, and they'll be like, this boy will be very educated. Poor guys. So moving on. Have you noticed that, yeah. No. Look, for the most part, most of the things that I have to say, I have to ask myself a few questions. Do I have bodyguards? No. Do I have, you know, can I afford a lawyer who knows both the judge and the law and was at some point featured in an Al Jazeera documentary? No. So when I look at these things, I just, you know, have to dial everything down and to, you know, put on a filter, basically. So until I can afford that lawyer and bodyguards, I will have to some degree, watch what I, not all the degrees, no, just, you know, just a small degree. Now, building up on the ordinary citizen versus their public leaders or their public representative comparison I made earlier, that's one of those things that basically makes me find human behavior very fascinating. The way that we solve problems is somewhat very interesting. Now, I came across a video yesterday on social media of one guy that asked that asked a question what he pointed out, that it's something that confuses him, like he just doesn't seem to find the rationale behind it, and he sent me down that rabbit hole. Maybe sucking was not the right word to use. A terrible, terrible choice. Now, I think when you say something like that, you're supposed to say no Didi. Now, now that we have that out of the way, now that we have it established that there is no Didi or baby oil involved, it's worth pointing out that I went headfirst in the, into trying to dig, like, what does this mean? The point he made was, I don't understand. Two people that are married and they decide to have an affair. Now, the woman has a wife. That's very LGBTQ. But anyway, let's look at this from a heterosexual standpoint. The woman has a husband. The husband, or more like the guy, the man, has a wife, and then they have an affair. At this point, just out of curiosity, philosophy, and psychology, I am so curious. And at this point, the comedian part of me can't stop thinking, how about if the partners of these two idiots figures out what's going on here, and then decide to create their own collabo? Who is going to catch who? And if they catch each other, who is going to blame who? Do you blame each other in that whole love square? Or you just, formalize it in what is known in the Western world as having a good time and exchanging STD. And, yeah, I know. Now, that's one of those things that gets me asking a lot of questions, like why do we do the things that we do as a species? And it turns out I thought it was just a poor people thing, or maybe a rich people thing, a white people thing, a black people thing. Not really. When it comes to the stupidity of things we do, all races, we are very creative with that. Now, because I'm black and I'm in Africa, we will just use Africa as an example. Now, just a couple of days ago, African News reported that, the first seven deportees, that's the language they're using. I didn't come up with it. For a while now, the Europeans and now the Americans have joined the chat, have formed these agreements of, of sending the immigrants they don't want in their countries to countries that are willing to accept these immigrants for a fee. Why does that sound like slave trade? Seven immigrants a couple of days ago landed in Kigali, Rwanda. Now, these guys, according to, again, I think that was I think that was a TRT Africa, the Turkish based news media. That it's the one that reported that these countries that have signed agreements with either the European or the American government to accept immigrants in their countries, they're accepting that these deals are coming with developmental packages. That's a fancy way of saying money. So in other words, the Americans and the Europeans are saying, you know, these people that are in our country illegally, you know, the people that ran away from the countries that we bombed. Yeah, we don't want them here. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if you noticed, but after we bombed their countries, we stole a bunch of resources. So that means we have a lot of money. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to round them up, put them on a plane, and take them to any country that's willing to accept them. And then in exchange, we will be dropping these people there, and along with developmental agreements. So in other words, what you are saying is, I will give you these people, and then I will give you this money, so that you can take care of them. Because now at this point, ask yourself one question. Why not just use the money that you are giving to Rwanda, South Sudan, Eswatini to create opportunities in that country for those immigrants? Like, the redundancy in there is just mind-numbing for me. Until you realize that if you're white, the immigration is taking place in reverse. You can hop on a plane and go to the U.S. That's okay. But, if you are not white, no, the reverse, what happens is, they put you on a plane and say, Rwanda, we have this money and a bunch of guys here. Now, if you accept them, we're gonna give you this money. The bottom line is, we're gonna do anything to get rid of them. Now, at this point, if you are thinking, this is just against black people, how do you think Israel was created? The British were willing to do anything to get rid of the Jews. They decided to shove them on a ship and take them to straight to the Middle East. Now, at this point, I can't help but ask white people one question. You know, for people that don't like other people that don't look like you around them, you really like running around on other people's lands. You have to understand. Diego Cao, Bartholomeus Diaz, and all those. And we didn't invite any of those idiots. They just popped up. But for some reason, when we show up on their land, immigrant, when they come here, explorer. Now, when I look at that as a comedian, I like to rap it under humor, because it's, let's face it, it's freakishly funny. And also, one thing that I just, I like to sort of like, one thing I admire about white people is just, white people never give up. If you're going to get in a fight with a white person, if you're going to resist what they want to shove down your throat, you really have to train your children to resist the same thing. Because, that's gonna take place for a very long time. They don't give up. Let me explain. You have to understand that, look, I know that, a lot of people think that Africa was colonized in one go. No, don't worry. They kept coming back. First time they came, the sun showed them flames. The guys just realized they were turning pink. They were like, this is not gonna end well. So they ran back. Well, and they came back a couple of years later. Well, guess what? They were not turning pink anymore, because they decided to make sunscreen, and they came back. So because they were not very good at running, we kicked their behinds big time. So they decided to run back, swing by China, get some gunpowder, invent guns, and come back. And I think the guns didn't defeat us. No, I don't think so. Alcohol did. That's when you read stories about some of the ancestors of the people we won't mention, who were selling their relatives for a package of sugar. But like, really? Now, if you think our politicians are giving resources for free, you have to understand that there is someone walking around this continent who gave his whole generation, a whole generation of his family, so that he can get a few shots of whiskey. Like, look, that love for alcohol needs exorcism. AA is not going to help you on that one. So, now, for yours truly here, it's somewhat, now, for yours truly here, it's somewhat interesting to basically look at that. So, let's look at this. Out of the 7 deportees that have landed in Kigali, Rwanda, 3 of them, although now the identity and the nationalities of these deported immigrants, at this point I don't even know what to call them anymore, because an immigrant is anyone who is not in their country. They are in a country but not theirs. So tourists, expats, professor, blah blah blah, immigrant, you're welcome. Now at this, because, well, they are not in their country, they are in Rwanda. So, still immigrant. 3 of them decided to put in a request for them to be sent to their country. The countries they came from before they went to, the countries they came from before they quote unquote, also they say illegally immigrated to the US. Now, the dumbest part of this whole thing is, you do realize these people can go back, right? So what's going to happen is, now, if I was Rwanda, Uganda, South Sudan, and Eswatini, because these are the 4 countries that have signed agreements, I think, with, it's either with one or both the US and Europe to accept immigrants in exchange of developmental practices. The things we will not do for money. And we all criticize, hey, Judas, see, and it's, if Jesus was alive today, I know a politician that will sell him. Like at this point, we should just stop blaming Judas, because we all have like a little Judas in us. Give us enough money and we'll sell anyone. Jeez. Give a politician enough money, they will sell their country. Before you start saying, oh no, that's just in Africa. Donald Trump accepted a jet from the Qatari. Custom made passenger airline sized jet. In other words, the white people can be bribed too. Not the broke ones. But we all know Donald Trump is. The broke ones is too obvious. Even the rich white people can be blackmailed too. Can be bribed too, Donald Trump. Check. That's an interesting one. So when you look at things like bribe and corruption and all, stop looking at it from an African perspective only. No, it's just, this is just black people. Oh no. The one thing I like about white people is when they want to do something illegal, they first legalize it. Take what we call bribe here. In the US, it's called lobbying, not bribe, lobbying. So in other words, to make sure that their politicians become very rich from bribes, they decided to rebrand bribe into lobbying. They gave it a new fancy name. It's not bribe, lobbying. Bribes only take place in Africa. Here in the West, no, we don't do, there are no bribes here. That's not because there is no bribe, it's because they have renamed bribe to lobbying. It doesn't sound illegal anymore. I wonder what else that's illegal can we rename and make it legal? Now, for all these things, I have to really thank the Americans, because they came up with these things. Because every time they went to war and killed a bunch of civilians, they didn't call it, we killed civilians. No, they called it, collateral damage, civilian casualties. I mean, the language is powerful, guys. Language is powerful. Really powerful. Shapes our thoughts. So, that's just a few things that I, I admire about, just how dumb human beings are. The things that we do sometimes, it's, you know, I find it fascinating. Now, three immigrants decided, you know what, we are going to go back to our country. The four decided, you know what, we're just going to stay here in Rwanda. Which makes more sense if you ask me, because if you're from a war-torn country, why do you want to, you know, leave Rwanda and go to a war-torn country? Now, Rwanda, on the other hand, have signed agreement to, you know, with the Americans. I'm not sure if the Rwandan government signed to accept about, give or take, 230-250 immigrants. Those are the only ones they signed up to accept. And now you also have to understand that this is a country that's, I think, the size of the Commerce region, if not even smaller, and it has a population of about, what, 11 to 13 million people. We have a country like Namibia where, like, you can fit, a bunch of Rwanda in, and we're just, 3 million? In other words, we have to crank up our bad game, guys. Rwandan 7. But anyway, Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Now, one more thing on the immigrants. If you look at this from a technical base, what you are seeing is also human beings just being really, 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 really dumb in with regards to the decisions they make. Look at this one. Every single white person in the Americas is European, you know, is of European descent. So what you are looking at is a bunch of immigrants that arrived early, and then established their own nationality status after massacring a bunch of natives. And then they decide that, you know what, it's like there was a due date of arriving to the Americas, that when that date was closed, wherever you come from, you're considered an immigrant. So, a bunch of immigrants in America are not happy because other immigrants are coming to the land that's also not theirs. Now, their solution is to, the solution to this immigration problem is that, a bunch of immigrants came up with a law to get rid of every immigrant that's, what the heck? How many immigrants are in this sentence? I have no idea. I'm just as confused as you are. Fascinating. So seeing an immigrant telling another immigrant that the land that they immigrated to is not theirs. Well, newsflash, the land is not for both of you. So shouldn't you all behave? That is when I reach a very simple conclusion. International law. Yeah, that's a lot of garbage. Law and order. Yeah, that's for the weak. If you are strong, you can do whatever the heck you want. Any country on this planet that has an army can do whatever the heck it wants, and the UN, ICC, ICJ cannot do crap. Now, God forbid, Namibia with our army, I will have to throw you under the bus on this one. Because last time we had those, parachuting during, was that Heroes Day or Independence Day? We had a situation where things did not end well for one guy who was parachuting. And I looked at that, I was like, God forbid we find ourselves in a war, we're cooked. So we're just going to, let's just behave. And it was on that day when I realized that, when I totally agreed with Namibia is a friend to all and enemy to none. I'm like, okay, whoever came up with this motto they were up to something. They just knew that this is... And one Namibian who decided to choose violence on social media the other day decided to make one of those memes that I just decided, I was going to steal. That the English that is spoken at most police stations, we just keep quiet because they have guns. Because, we also just keep quiet because we just want them to certify our documents. Because we know that if we're just questioning the grammar in there, just very high, they'll start fabricating charges against us. Now, when it comes to breaking English or any foreign language, I'm not going to blame anyone for that. Why? It's simple. I've told this before, but I'm still gonna tell you. I've heard a white lady pronounce a pukiro. That's the day I was like, you know what? I can mispronounce any single English word I want. I don't care. A pukiro? What the heck is a pukiro? And I, now, you want me to pronounce the words from your language fluently? And then you fly in my country and say, how far is from here to a pukiro? No. A pukiro. Rrr. Oh, if you're from Anguena. I'm never visiting that region, am I? When you cry for me all the time, I'm feeling so happy. Really? You have never been short, have you? But anyway, it's just music. I mean, old is gold.
I feel so happy, yeah.
when you talk to me every day. You know how these guys sing English, but they did, it doesn't even sound like it's English, but it is English. You know, a little bit with, with a little bit of Zambezian in them. Now, and then my generation came. Hey, yo, my G. Really? Then homeboy bites his tongue in the process. Now he cannot sing for the next 2 weeks because he doesn't have a medical aid. As well, the creative sector in Namibia is not an easy one. You know, life is just, somewhat interesting. Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm still on the part of why it is just very fascinating to look at more like human behavior in society for me. When I was looking at this whole immigration, Rwanda and blah, 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 this game that these guys are playing on a geopolitical scale, I couldn't help but ask myself, if I was an immigrant, just to ask yourself one question. If you were an illegal immigrant in the US, okay, let's wait. If you were non-white and illegal in the US, and then the U.S. government gave you four options, like, we don't want you here. Let's just be clear about that. Now, here's the thing, though. We are willing to put you on a plane and take you somewhere else. Don't worry about the cost. We'll take care of that. Like, that's how bad we want to get rid of you. We are willing to put you on a plane and spend millions of dollars to transport you. Each and every single one of you away. Now, the thing is, the reason why I want to do that is, because we can. That's why. That's what happens when you give a person power. They just do things because they can, not because there's a reason behind it. So if you're given, these four options, now your options are, we can either take you to Rwanda, Uganda, South Sudan, and that's a capital no for me, or Eswatini. Now, after an extended period of thinking about it, at least for me, I decided, you know what? I would go with Eswatini. Why? Easy. Rwanda and Uganda. The last thing I want is to have neighbors called M23. And contrary to popular belief, they are not 23. They are a lot. And they have guns, so count me out. And also, plus the president is Museveni. That's not rocket science there. And then when it comes to South Sudan, First of all, it's not like South Sudan part is somewhat of a tricky choice for me because, first of all, I was looking at the Dinka people, because South Sudan is home to some of, if not the most tallest people on the planet. Now, for those of us that are, we're not short, we're just, vertically challenged. Seems like, if you find yourself in that region and you score one of those, ladies where, on your wedding day, when the pastor says you may now kiss the bride, you will need an elevator to, sorry, that came out a little fast. Now, the genes would have been altered forever. Let's face it, having a 16-year-old who is taller than you is not a fun way to be a father. That's good. I mean, the whole family is tall. In your family, you as a father you are the shortest. Boy, that's weird. That's a white people thing, though. Oh well, Emmanuel, the French president is the youngest in his family. So, that's why people, they can handle it. You may now kiss the bride. I know, if I had a wedding like that, I know friends I will never invite. And I know some that I will invite, but then give the microphones that don't have batteries. And then that wedding also, I will make sure that everyone that's going to give a speech is limited to just 1 minute. Actually, I know a bunch of idiots that can say a lot of damaging stuff in that 1 minute. It will actually depend on who you are. A preacher, for example, as long as that preacher is not my uncle, humor runs in my family. Believe me. Don't let the whole preacher thing fool you. My dad, definitely. My dad is attending that wedding via Zoom. My mom, same WhatsApp group. Oh yeah, definitely. Look, there's a reason why I'm a comedian. They contributed. Like, massively contributed. The reason why my mom is not going to be invited is because she's really speaking from the depth of her heart. I remember when he was 9 months. Hey!
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. See, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Where was I? You know, that's one thing I like about mothers. Mothers, they're compliments. The problem about mothers is that, guys, your compliments are rooted in love and they are highly appreciated. But you like going more than 10 years into the person you are complimenting's past. Yeah, I remember in the hospital. Feels like it was yesterday. I remember the first time he was putting on his little uniforms to go to school and his little wiener was stuck in a zipper. Oh no, mom, no! Not that story! We are way past that. But moms will bring up stories like that. There was this other time when he came home with a diaper. Oh no, come on. I'm in my 30s. I don't want to hear stories about what happened to me when I was in my diapers. Like, for some reason, those stories at family reunions, I need another song. And welcome back from that break of violence, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in, thank you for choosing Eagle FM and thank you for listening to Mind the Gap. And thank you for having a sense of humor. Because God knows that's the only reason you're listening to this show, not for education purposes, that's for sure. And that was Zahara with a song that I can't pronounce, that I can't pronounce because it has well click words on it. Now, for those of you that don't remember, who and for some reason what type of a rock you have been living under, which part of Africa, especially Southern Africa, you have been living under, may I introduce you to one of Zahara's most famous songs. That was remixed by a very wonderful gentleman who was, let's just say, under the influence when he did the remix, but it still came out perfecto.
Enkosini, kuhlala ingcwele zodwa, hawufuna hayi ukuya khona
hayi dandaza. Now.
Laliwe yo hey.
Mame.
Tutula ha, ulaliwe babi. Tutula ha, ulaliwe babi. Tutula ha, ulaliwe babi. Tutula ha, ulaliwe
babi. Very emotional. Very emotional song. Now, oh no, that's that's the whole of the remix. Now, moving on. Why did I choose Eswatini? Enough of me and my, you may now kiss the bride imaginary Dinka wife. And last time I checked, they have some of the most highest, Dowry or Lobola prices. Like, if you think 30 kettle is high, oh no, that's not high. How do I put this? No, that's not high. 30 kettle. Sambezi, that's you guys. 30 kettle. Wow. Just a quick question. You see, in Africa, when you farm, you plow with kettle. Now, if I'm giving you all my kettle, Boga, father-in-law, how am I supposed to feed your daughter? Like, you do know I have to plow, right? And to plow, I need kettle. And I was introduced. For those of you that are avid listeners, you know that my second wife, for some reason, I mean, a terrible decision making for someone who is financially challenged. You know that my second wife is Zambezian. Haven't paid the lobola. I'm working on it. I tried my best to keep in touch with those guys, you know, with anyone that works for Mitco with regards to those 400 kettle that went missing. Just wanted to find out, you know, maybe they were in some Facebook marketplace somewhere where I can buy them for Ndando Zombiriha. You know, that would have been a brilliant idea, but it turns out no one could actually tell me what happened to the kettle. We all know that the kettle ended up as Borevor somewhere. Just no one wants to talk. Now, anyway, that's for Mitko. Like, I read that story and went like, is there anything that's safe in this country? And then I went back to Fisher and I'm like, oh, well, yeah. Something that lives in the sea went missing. So it's not unheard of for cow to go missing. Oh, well, peck people go missing. Sometimes, you know, they are found under unfortunate circumstances and then they are found maybe deceased. Some of them are just found, you know, stepping out of a yango after a long weekend of disappearing and they are all healthy. That's how, you know, someone's son was having a good time. Okay, let's get back to, Eswatini. Now, here's the thing. So, which is why I said, Rwanda and Uganda would be a no-no for me. Eswatini would be an excellent choice for me. Because, first of all, it's just in the middle of South Africa, really. And it's like, I feel like I don't have anything to worry about. Minus my mouth, of course. I don't have anything to worry about living in a monarchy. Well, I'm not a woman. And I'm not a smoking piece of work that will make the, you know, a bunch of royal guys go like, I think she would make wife number 200. So I think I don't have anything to worry. The problem is, you know, when you get married now, the kids you give birth to, if one of them is hot, the Royal Majesty will be like, all right, wife number 500, let's do this. Oh, yeah, that guy must have. That guy must give us his secret. Wives, plural. Hey. There's a, it's a different kind of, okay, maybe just in case I plan to visit the country, I'm gonna stop cooking them right there. But seriously? But just here in Namibia, there's one individual that I want to sit with. Not for financial advice as much as I want money, but for relationship advice. How he managed to get his two wives to call each other sister. That's a miracle. Back then, yeah. Now, the 21st century, that's a miracle. To pull that off, that guy needs bail so that the next men's conference, he's the main speaker. Because, well, We could really use some advice. We don't get me wrong. We know that the advice number one is get money. By any means necessary. Questionable though it may be. Just don't get caught. That also is also in the lesson of the bail application. Well, you get the idea. And the whole thing was, last time I followed up on it, I think it was pushed to the 9th of September. That's why I don't like, that's why I'm a law-abiding citizen. So that's the reason, like, why I would just choose the Swatini if I was given the option of going to either to Rwanda, Uganda, especially for permanent stay. Rwanda, yeah, I'm most likely going to. Yeah, absolutely not. And also South Sudan. The problem with South Sudan is that just right across the border into Sudan, your neighbors will be the rapid support force. And just to clarify something here. Yes, they are rapid. And yes, they use force. Now, the support part is somewhat questionable because it depends on who you are. If you are one of those people that is branded an enemy, now what criteria they use to be, you know, when they are classifying who's enemy and who's friend, I have no idea. So, but I just don't want to be neighbors with those guys. Nope. Like, I consider myself very civil and I believe in talking, you know, talking things out. I'm very diplomatic. And that's because I'm not a very violent person. And I just don't like violence. And also the muscles to carry out the violence. Which is more like the main reason. But the point is, violence, which is why I don't advocate violence. And, I know that I have relatives that have muscles. And, but I'm still not counting them to, you know, to sort of like get me out of a fight, because they do a lot of Instagram, which tells me that those muscles are only for Instagram. Don't trust them in a fight. Those are the guys that will run before, you know, that will run and leave you behind. And then they will be calling you from home. Did you see my sandal somewhere there? You're then leaving your sandal. Now you expect me after getting beaten up. I was black a couple of minutes ago. Now I'm Chinese. And you want me to remember where your sandals are? Like, right now, what I'm going for,
what I need is a doctor.
Pronto. I know, 15 minutes past the hour of 12, and welcome to Mind the Gap. If you just tuned in, this is a comedy show. Let's bring it a little bit closer to home now, shall we? with one of the songs of one of the local artists here in Namibia. I will give you a hint. If he was president, wearing shirts would be illegal. This is the song. If you chilled and chopped all your money, including rent, when you are going home, this is the best song that I would actually recommend to you that will help you motivate yourself that whatever is waiting for you at home with your landlord, if you are with your landlord, you are in danger. If you are facing your landlord, you are in trouble. But if you are facing your madam after disappearing on Friday, eish. First of all, give us your location. Make sure your will is, well is updated, because your behind is murdered. Oh no, you're dead. You're either walking dead or driving dead or cycling dead. Bottom line is you're dead. But, just play the song. Or I can just, play it for you. Yeah, just go and tell your landlord that you cannot chase me in out of this house. Ito dulu ku chasing me in out of Monjuo, yeah. Ondakala na nangala in this house tonight, whether you like it or not. I'm nangalaring in this house. Thank you. And welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And that is just a short musical. Is it just me or... Un momento. After that short break of one of those local artists that I still maintain to this day, that we should not by any means vote them into public office, especially the office of a president, because I feel like if that guy, aka Tate Boti, becomes president, the first thing that will be illegal in this country will be wearing shirts. That will be the first thing to be illegalized. And now that I have said that out loud, I can't help but think about which other artists to not vote into office. And right next to Tate Boti would be Getlich. Not a chance. Because anyone saw the shoes that Getlich was wearing on the Founding Fathers' funeral? He wore them again on Heroes Day. I saw them. They are kind of difficult to recognize. Because I'm not sure if they're made out for. I'm not sure what material they're made out of. I know that they are very expensive, because when he first wore them on the Founding Fathers' funeral, and those of us that are, fashionistically challenged, we started, laughing at them, and his representative Kabila Momo came in and to save the day as always. To just put up the price and everything that our client is wearing. Very, nice. This is Fashion 101. TD, bad idea. Because the first thing he will do is make up a law that will make it illegal to laugh in anyhow except hey, hey, ha, ha. What, it doesn't matter how fun it is. It doesn't matter whether black, white, tourist, or Namibian. TD's law will be like, as soon as you get in this country, we only laugh in one way. This is a ha ha ha, nope. Hey hey, nope. Hee hee, nope. None of that. If anything is funny, there's only one way to laugh. One Namibia, one nation, one laugh. Hey hey, followed by ha ha, and then you shut up. Sounds very North Korean. But also, that's more street. And then you look at, which artist again?
I love Blossom, but my fear is she's going to make playing guitars mandatory, which is not good for some of us.
Maybe Prime Minister for Getlich, but we'll need to get a translator because I don't have bodyguards, guys. Because, plus, again, this world we live in is dangerous.
That's what I was looking for.
Vanango mamuri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. shoni. Omo mwira pava tata kutia vava nyinene. Mundi etu angwine, daka fakuzika. Vira, 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 vira. Zedi, yeswe tuina jelasi, maniswe katumira eni. Esi zike muze duine, sina so denjara. Pepei, avo kuimpei, basha kunishekesa.
The way we live is so dangerous. Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Mind the Gap with Helmed here on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 1. That's lunchtime. And in other news, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah on Friday questioned the Agriculture Ministry acting executive director about a consultancy firm that allegedly paid $4 million to assist the integrating a former agribusiness staff into the ministry.
You know what? We are busy dissolving as SOEs. Sorry, it must be the influence from the Zambezi song. We are busy dissolving as SOEs and incorporating them in other ministries. And then we are still going like, I think we can revive this app, this national airplane. This national airline, if you just look at it properly, we can make it work. All we just have to do is just to make sure that, what happened in the previous one should not happen again.
Fun fact, when I was in high school, my, principal, my principal, who is from the Zambezi region, was just doing his principal duty, walking from one class to another by, to see if there is a, if all classes are locked by, just trying the door to see, obviously if it's not locked, it's gonna swing open. And then he checked class first, second, third, but when he got to one class, he swung open the door and the door was not locked. And then he made a mistake of switching on the lights. That man is gonna need therapy. Let's just say he ran into students that were on top of each other on the table. And, that's when he earned my ultimate respect because he did not suspend any of them. Because, well, after the lights were on, homeboy is the one that first, jumped off that table and then ran like his life depended on it and left the madam behind. Nice. Now you can just imagine the awkward situation my principal was left in this situation. Now imagine the police showing up in that situation. Like, what the heck would they have thought? The next day, on Friday, it was usually our assembly. Our assembly where all the announcements will be given for the weekend, the week, the afternoon. And the her exact words were, I don't want what happened last night to happen again. Because as you can imagine, at this point, it was all over the school. I don't want what happened last night to happen again. This is not the Sodom and Gomorrah. This is not the Sodom and Gomorrah. When it comes to your mentors, you don't really see the impact that they're having on your life until you are out of the setting that they operate in. Like, in my case, school. That's when you just, you spend, a lot of time looking back and going like, I'm for the most part who I am today because of what they, of this influence that was, that all these people had around me.
because, well, we are an extension of a society that we grew up in. So, wherever you are, oh, don't be really forgotten. This is Namibia. I know. There's one dialect that's spoken in the Zambezi, though. I'm not sure which one. For those of you that have not been to the Zambezi region and have never heard a Zambezi pastor, there's a dialect in Zambezi that you don't want, if you have a dirty mind, you don't want them, you don't want to hear them say heaven and earth. I will leave it there because I love my job and my salary. And I've heard one of those preachers. Oh boy, it was fun. We actually lost track that, well, church. But now, to be fair, it was me and my Zambezian friends. So we were having a blast. That's one thing I like. Look, if you look at everything from a humorous standpoint, you're going to have a good time. But if you look at everything from a, from a I'm more superior than thou standpoint, you're going to have a very terrible experience when it comes to meeting new people. And, as far as I know, when it comes to languages, I'm not beating myself up to speak any language fluently. As long as I can just go by, I'm perfectly fine. It's going to be very difficult. Our native languages, mold our tongues in a very specific way that, the people, every time that we try to speak a different language, the natives of that language will be able to tell that you are not from here. You are not from here. 2017, when I was in Zambia, I had no idea there was, I had no idea that I was, I knew that I was not speaking British English or American. But it turns out, the moment that I got them, they could easily tell, I'm not from Zambia, because of the way that I pronounced a lot of words. Now, that's something that, that was brought to my attention, this week. When one video was circulating all over social media, I saw it on, I think that was on NBC IG, IG page, this is a video, I think, about some types of investment that really went viral to the point where they had to, put up a watermark of, what's that thing? Scam alert. Now, this is some type of initiative that was supposedly, being spearheaded, at least financially, by Francis Ndongo. Except it's about forex trading or some kind of one of those trading type of nonsense. Well, the thing is, I watched that thing and went like, any person that fell for this, ECN, get their voters cards. Our democracy is in trouble. Natis, get their driver's license. It's not safe sharing roads with those people because the scam is so obvious. Because Francis Ndongo now he's just saying there is no magic here. It is just a platform that works. And then he switches. There is no magic here. Straight up into what I can only assume to be an American accent. So he moved from speaking English like Helmut to rah rah rah. I was like, oh no, this is so obvious. These scammers are not even trying these days. Like, they are so lazy. To think that you can scam someone with, at least make it believable. Like politics. Politics is a scam. Well, to be fair, life itself is a scam. Work hard. Just work hard. Work hard. And then you work hard. Buy that house. Buy that car. And then you buy everything. Then you die. So, am I going with any of it? No. Oh, come on. Now, what the heck am I supposed to do? Life itself is a scam. And also, you'll be alive only if you remember to breathe.
Really? I have to work really hard.
Like for me, that's the biggest scheme to life. Now, I know, I understand why some people become party animals.
I'm working so hard. Buy a house.
Just ask yourself one question. By the year 2100, the house that you are working for really hard. Is there anyone that's gonna remember that you once lived in that house? Not a single person. So, at this point, I feel like I'm advocating for those people that chopped their rent. But the point is, 2100 is a long time from here. And I just don't know. I don't want to be alive because you can imagine how all wrinkly and old I'm going to be. And maybe most likely blind and deaf. No. I want to die when I can still do very important things in life like walking, you know, running. Getting laid and eating and, you know, fishing, getting laid. In the days when I was the rewind button, there was a time in now. I don't know who's coming up with this thing of sending a kid to go and you know to pass you a cup of water is child labor. you people and your western valleys. Anyone that was born when this music came out knows that for the TVs. You know, you were the remote. And back then, that's when the time of, you know, that's when something was, you know, I think at some point, one father realized that the best way to, you know, to recharge batteries is to beat them. Remote batteries. And, you know, I feel like that tradition is stuck. Because if you visit most of the houses that have TV, which is like every house, really, look at the remote batteries. Chances are very high. If they are brand new, they're still working. If you see that the remote is not working, the first course of action is remove the battery, either, you know, sunbathe them for a couple of minutes, or just beat the heck out of them and then put them back. Buying new batteries? No, we don't do that. Beating old batteries so they can work. Yeah. At this point, I feel like that's an extension of corporal punishment. Someone thought maybe beating the crap out of your kids. Someone had kids that were misbehaving. So they decided to beat the crap out of them, and then they started behaving. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I can do the same thing to these batteries. I wonder if they can work. And by maybe, I don't know, miracle or science, I have no idea, they worked. And that was the beginning of, if the batteries are low, recharge, no, not in Africa. Buy new, not yet at least. Beat them, now we're talking. But if you look at it, it's a very interesting financial management strategy. It's not written, but it's an interesting financial management strategy. We should really start writing up copywriting our stuff. Yeah, I think that would be a brilliant idea. There was a time when radios used something called cassette recorder. More often the person that was playing music had a pencil or a pen next to them. They were not taking any notes. No, that's just the manual rewind button. And it was most likely given to, kids. I was that manual rewind button. Miss those days. Really miss those days. And when you break something, you fix it. That was the time. When radios fell from... there are two products that have the same brand name that were really tough. And I don't see any of them these days. One, there was a radio called Omega. not like the Omega Security. I don't know how tough those guys are. Sorry, guys. There was this radio called Omega. That radio was tough as a rock. And there was this type of a sandal also of the same name, Omega. If your parents bought you that sandal, forget about any new sandal in the next 10 years. Because, well, that sandal, 5 years down the line, it's still new. Like you cooked, I swear. For some reason, parents now decided to, they would just buy that one for the firstborn, so that when you can't fit in anymore, you give it to the next one. So you better believe, you best believe they are not buying any any new sandals for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah, now for makers of those sandals, I think that's when they realized, no, people are suffering out there. This is too much quality. Let's reduce the quality. Then they reduce the quality. Now parents have to buy sandals every day. Well, everything has its pros and cons. Oh, so they say. Yeah, it's very humbling to look at something that, you know, something that is considered out of date today. But, that's, now I find that fascinating, especially in terms of, you know, especially in terms of, in terms of music and fashion, which I think ties into my idea of, it's a very interesting, how human beings, human behavior. Did you know that, if you have a big forehead like me, you would have been considered very sexy in medieval England? There was a time in the, in European history where a lot of people, especially those ones in nobility, basically plugged out their hairlines to push it further above their heads because having a big forehead back then was very sexy. Now, for those of you and me that were born with big foreheads in the 21st century, talk about being born in the wrong century. Can you imagine how nice we would be? I would be a catch. Okay, actually I am because I'm a funny guy. And, all you had to do was have a big head. And have, you know, not bald. Relax, guys. I don't know when you guys were in fashion. Maybe ancient Egypt. But, medieval England, was ours. Now, there was a time then. If you can, if you can imagine where, you know, there was a time when having a big forehead was considered, you know, sexy. This whole six-pack thing, that's new! In medieval England, all you needed was having a big head. So, now, I know, if you have a big head like me, you are most likely thinking, if you have a forehead like me, you're most likely thinking the same thing that I think every time I read that piece of history. Only if there was a time machine, I would go back to that time so I can be sexy. No, actually, you'd be a slave because, well, unless you're white, then that's, that would be a bad idea. That would be a bad place to go back to. And first of all, if you can read King James version of the Bible and don't understand a thing, you don't want to go to that part of history because, well, that was the English that was spoken then. And if you went back, for example, to the 1100s, even the native English speaker of today will need a translator to understand the English that was spoken then. When you look at this point, I think that's also very that's very true for all the languages. What language do you speak? Timbukushu. I speak Rukwangari. I speak Lozi. I speak I speak Damara. I speak speaking Ganjera, alongside missing cell phones. But the point is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you were to go back in the history of your language to the year, for example, somewhere around 1100s, for example, you would need a translator. To this day, how many of us can have a conversation with an elder without going, "What does that mean, Grandma?" Man, we are losing our languages really, 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 really fast. 8 minutes to the hour of one. That's where I ran away. But before I do that, let me bring you two more gems that I have for you. The first one would be Tate Buti. Tate Buti and Janice featuring Buju and Pablo. I'm so glad there's no Escobar right next to that Pablo. But okay, that was a close one.
Oh. kwete jolipo utate momino no mengete habino pono mate habino no haite obela wangete obebi no kapate okala shani kwete nenge kape no mete enangala pe mate nikape kutate eshe duro kutesta mene kurutele kata de kurutelela ino de mwashengela edisi ke no ngenda adipe hapo penda no mende oche kondo ame hane mwondo mo ambo ne mgulu sabu ya koshimbulu chamo papa shimbulu chakono na shikondo malu ya moshimbojo ame kuru kolundu makwetu za tungu nige wala ya mungu chamo ya mashimbulu. Better mercy, yeah. Yeah.
And welcome back. The time is just 2 minutes to the hour of one. And for yours truly here, it's time to wrap things up. You have to, to wrap it up, I'm more fascinated by human behavior, which is like why I like to make fun of, the material rights itself, because, well, now, the immigration example that I frequently used was, I'm looking at a bunch of immigrants that are deporting other immigrants because they don't want them on a piece of land that are of which they are also immigrants too. And you tell me all men are created equal. That's the part that also George Carlin kept hammering on, that that you have to understand that racial division and ego goes deep. Goes deep with human beings. If you want to test a man's character, Abraham Lincoln once observed, give him power. It doesn't matter how nice someone is. Give them power. There are very few people that can survive the corruption of power because power can corrupt. You'll be here, I'll be here complaining, hey, you know what? This guy is stealing money. You know, this guy, because he's a minister, that's, and then, just give me that position. And I'm the one that will be turning down your interviews. I'm busy. From here, I'm going to Dubai. You know, we have this country, investment. We have to market our country. Okay, just talk to us about us, about this whole marketing of your country. Well, these things are complicated. That's a standard answer. Two, we don't have the money. Three, we don't have the skills. We've been doing this for a very long time now. So, 1 o'clock on the dot. I'm gonna, wish you all a good, I'm gonna wish those of you that have to face your landlords, I can wish you luck. If you're facing your wife, I don't have a wish for you, man. All I can say is, may us all rest in peace. Because, a point of correction. Oh, it's resting in pieces. Depending on how much you screwed up. And also depending on whether she, on a lot of things. If she's short or you're dead. If she's a last born, you're dead. If she's short and last born, you are very dead. Sorry, man. At least we can give you a eulogy when you're still alive. First of all, you died too young. You did what made you happy, which is what ended, got you into trouble in the first place. And, that's it. That's just it. Say hi to Lucifer for us.
Them evil boys never rest. Ill bliss. Hey.
Hey, J. Martens.
I roll out no mummy. Oh, now I know some.
Turn me up.
I roll out no mummy. Oh, now I know some. See, if you never see it, say our music, they sweep past sugar cane. Papa God don't give us the ladder. Step by step, we the elevator. We you fly past aeroplane. We sweep past sugar cane. If you want to elevate.
Okay, we are now joined by Osha Mukoro, a alternative channel product analyst at FNB Namibia. Osha, thank you very much for making time for us this evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm doing very well, thanks, Andy.
Yes, and so today we're here to talk about financial inclusion, as we usually do here on Financially Included, brought to you by FNB Namibia. Let's start with an introduction of yourself and your role at FNB Namibia.
Yeah, my name is Osha Muruko, for those that didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. Born and bred in Windhoek. And,